In sports, taking a look at the regional volleyball semifinal scores from Friday in Class 1A Region 3, it was Sydney beating Fremont Mills 3-1 and Stanton over Mount Air 3-1. In Region 4 of Class 1A, Audubon was a 3-0 winner over Adair Casey, and Grandview Christian defeated Murray 3-0. Class 2A Region 2 volleyball includes Unity Christian defeating IKM Manning 3-0. And in Region 3, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert over Trainer 3-0. Tri-Center beating West Central Valley 3-0 in volleyball. The 10th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes put their unbeaten mark on the line against Maryland this afternoon. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz said the Hawkeyes are focused on this game and not protecting their unbeaten record.
Yeah, we're going to get defined by what happens each and every Saturday. So far, we got 7 in the bank, but there's no guarantees moving forward. And you know, if anybody should realize how fine a line it is or all the dynamics that are involved, it should be us because we've seen it internally, all the moving parts that we've had. And there's no guarantees that you know things are going to keep going smoothly.
A key will be how the Hawkeye offense handles Maryland's pressure on defense.
They're definitely not bashful defensively. They're very aggressive, and we anticipate that.
The Iowa run defense will be challenged by Maryland quarterback Perry Hills, who has totaled 294 yards in the past two games.
He's a really good football player, and I'm not saying he's their best runner, but he's one of their best runners, which, you know, it gives you a real, they give you a lot to think about, and they're very creative offensively.
Pre-game coverage on KJAN begins at 12:30 with a kickoff from Kinnick at 2:30. Joel Lanning will make his first start at quarterback. It'll be Todd Sturdy's debut as offensive coordinator when Iowa State hosts Texas at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames this evening. Longhorns opened 1-4 but turned their season around with a win over Oklahoma.
That always comes from within, and there's a time that players, you know, they step across a line and say this is the direction we're headed, and you could tell whatever took place leading up to that UT-Oklahoma kickoff was a very positive factor for that football team, and they're changed in how they're playing right now.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, who said Texas is playing to the level right now that everyone's expected.
They're talented. There's never bare cupboards in Austin, and they're playing to that right now.
While Lanning is the starter, Rhodes says Sam Richardson needs to be ready if needed.
We all know how this game is played, and we know injuries are a heavy part of it. Sam could be in the second, third play, third series of the game, and lead us to victory. If that happened, we'd be ready to roll with Sam.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. and will be televised on Fox Sports 1. Elsewhere in sports, their nicknames are Thor, Captain America, and Grandy Man, and they've helped the New York Mets pull within 2-1 in the World Series. Noah Snydergaard worked 6 tough innings, and David Wright had and Curtis Granderson hit 2-run homers as the Mets trounced the Kansas City Royals 9-3 in New York Friday night. Granderson's blast put the Mets ahead to stay in the third inning before Snydergaard, and the Mets bullpen shut down the Royals the rest of the way. The teams get back at it tonight in New York. Former Met Chris Young will start for the Royals against Steven Matz, who will be making just his 9th major league start. Young tossed 3 innings of no-hit relief in picking up the victory in Game 1 of the series. Pirates outfielder Andre McCutchen has won the Roberto Clemente Award, given to the player best representing positive contributions both on and off the field, including sportsmanship and community involvement. McCutchen is co-founder of Kutch's Crew and supporter of a Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh Foundation, Habitat for Humanity, and other charitable efforts. The award is named for former Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Roberto Clemente, who died in a plane crash in New Year's Eve of 1972 while attempting to deliver supplies to earthquake victims in Nicaragua. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers are 2-1 after winning their home opener on Friday. LeBron James scored 29 points and Kevin Love added 24 and 14 rebounds as the Cavaliers ripped Miami 102-92. Golden State won a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals as Stephon Curry outscored James Harden 25-6 in 25-16, that is, and the Warriors 112-92 romp over the Rockets in Houston. DeMarcus Cousins and Rajon Rondo each scored 21 points, and Rudy Gay added 19 as Sacramento locked off the LA Lakers 132-114. Also in the NBA, Russell Westbrook banked in a 3-pointer from just inside half court at the end of regulation on his way to a 48-point night in Oklahoma City's double overtime win at Orlando, 139-136. Marcus Morris scored 26 points and Andre Drummond had 20 and 20 rebounds, But Detroit needed overtime to beat Chicago 98-94 and improved to 3-0 for the first time since the 2008-09 season. Minnesota rookie and first overall draft pick Carl Anthony Towns recorded his second double-double in as many games, finishing with 28 points, 14 rebounds, in a 95-78 win at Denver. Kawhi Leonard had 16 points and Tim Duncan added 15 in the Spurs' 102-75 dismantling of Brooklyn. Also in basketball, the Hawks were 97-94 winners against the Hornets as Kent Bazemore dropped in 19 points and teammates Paul Millsap and Al Horford added 18 apiece. Bradley Beal scored 14 of his 26 points in the fourth quarter to help the Wizards rally from a 13-point deficit in a 118-113 win at Milwaukee. DeMar DeRozan scored 23 points and Terrence Ross had 13 of his 21 in the fourth quarter to lead Toronto to a 113-103 victory in Boston. Utah crushed Philadelphia 99-71 as Derek Favors had 20 points and 12 rebounds while Rodney Hood scored 17 points. And finally in the NBA, Eric Bledsoe delivered 22 points and Tyson Chandler finished with 15 and 13 rebounds to help Phoenix pound Portland 110-92. Naismith Hall of Famer and ABA pioneer Mel Daniels has died at the age of 71. That's according to the Indiana Pacers. Daniels averaged 18.7 points and 15.1 rebounds in 628 regular season games over 8 seasons in the old ABA with Minnesota, Indiana, and Memphis. He helped the Pacers win 3 ABA titles from 1970 to 1973. That is a check of sports here on KJAN. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.